worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Barker. We invite you to look with us, begin with in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them, as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Verses 1 through 20, all of Mark chapter 16. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful and glorious story told in the Gospels of who you are and what you came to do. And Lord, thank you for the fact that not only do we learn about the wonderful work and grace that you brought into the world in the Gospels, we learn about you from Genesis all the way to Revelation. What a wonderful gift, what a wonderful blessing your word is to us. And thank you for the fact that it's a book full of light, full of wisdom, full of counsel, full of grace, full of power, full of joy, full of peace. More and more, help us as the church to be committed and full of your spirit, impassioned and empowered to take the wonderful message in light of your word to a world that desperately needs to hear it and receive it. And help us to be about the work of sharing that light everywhere we go, set on fire by your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Mark Ose. Mark is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here and to serve you in this way today. And I want to lift up Isaac, who's our regular producer for this show, and pray that you would touch and heal him, that he would be back with us soon. It's not very serious from what I hear, just a sore throat maybe. But God, I pray that you would do your will in his situation. God, I'm also thankful for our guest today, for Brother Bertram, who's taken it upon himself to collect and develop gospel tracts, to keep an inventory and an index of those things, and to make a ministry of these tools for spreading your word. And God, we just pray your blessings on his ministry and on this conversation today. And Lord God, we love you. We thank you for allowing us to serve you in this way. And I pray your will would be done in our efforts today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are honored and blessed to have once again as our phone guest, Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Brother Philip, how are you today?
God bless you. I am blessed. I'm walking with my Father.
All right.
Good.
Good to hear that. Good to hear that. I want to ask if you'll take time, Brother Philip. It's been our privilege to have you a number of times in the past, but there may be some listeners who may have missed those instances where we had you before. So if you'll just reintroduce yourself to our listeners and tell our listeners about the work and the mission of the Gospel Tract Society.
Praise God. I love to talk about the ministry and my Father, my Heavenly Father, my Earthly Father. My Earthly Father started this ministry back in 1926, and it is Gospel Tract Society. Dad was studying to be a missionary to China, and at the altar one night, a little church in Springfield, Missouri, he felt the Lord spoke to him and said, "Lester, print my word." And being humans, Dad said, no, God, you don't understand. I'm going to China. Dad had very strong convictions about being a missionary. And God, not being one to give up, said, "No, Lester, print my word." And after this conversation went on for a while, my father finally gave in and submitted to the Lord, and he said, "Okay, but I don't know anything about printing." God said, "Just never charge, never sell my word, and never put man's doctrine in it." So for 98 years now, we have been printing God's word. We're not associated with any denomination or a large fellowship, large church. We are supported solely by the gifts and donations of God's children. We have almost 900 tracts in stock. We have gospel comic books in 8 different languages. We are constantly adding new material. We are a nonprofit, a 501c3 corporation, so all gifts and donations are tax deductible. We have one purpose in mind, and that's to present the Word of God in a clean, attractive format to give to someone who doesn't know God, who maybe is away from God, who is maybe English is their second or third language, something that is palatable for them to read and understand. The Word says that God's Word will not come back void. And we believe that everything that we print is a seed planted in good soil. God has been faithful to this ministry. He has saved untold. I can't imagine how many people have been touched and saved by the ministry. And, you know, we have stories. People tell that there's testimony. There, our second endeavor is to encourage the church, encourage the saints, that times are short. Mm-hmm. My Lord and Savior is coming back soon, and we want to make sure that we are busy about my Father's business, and that is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone. You know, the Bible says to all creatures, mm-hmm. and that's our motto, you know, to all creatures, you know, throughout the world, through the printed page. So we print God's word, a mini message or mini sermon, if you would, that would bring glory to God, glorify his name, and fill his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, always a privilege to have you to come and be with us. Would you take time now to pray for listeners to be, that they would have ears to hear and be wide open to all the Holy Spirit wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Praise God. Father, Lord, we come today, humbly we come before you. Not on our own might, our own wisdom, our own words, but Father, we ask that you would anoint our words, Father, that every person that hears the words of my voice and Brother Joseph's doesn't hear us, but Father, hears your voice. Hears your Holy Spirit, Father. Minister to them. Open the ears of the listener, Father. May they see the might and power of your word. And may they see your love and compassion for them, Lord. Father, just reveal yourself anew and afresh, Father, to your children, and be a bright light to those that are walking in the darkness. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Brother Philip, would you tell right at the outset, if someone is thinking they would like to learn more about the Gospel Tract Society or learn about what some of the tracts look like, some of the messages within them, if they're wanting to learn more about you or be in touch, how can they do that?
Praise God. The printer page, paper is an old technology, but it's not a dead technology. Mm-hmm. But being servants of God, we have availed ourselves to every possible technology and social media available. We have a web page, and simply our name, GospelTractSociety.org. On our web page, we have probably 700 tracts posted where they can look at the front cover, they can read the text, they can order, they can send a prayer request, they can make a donation, all by electronically. You know, we are on Facebook and Twitter and other social media outlets. They can call us. Our phone number is 816-461-6086. And if they like the old-fashioned way, like drop us a letter. We get a lot of letters by mail. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Again, that web page is Gospel Tract, that's T-R-A-C-T, Society.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, some listeners, now, of course, you've spelled it, I think, more than once, but like if someone who's listening might think to themselves, what in the world are gospel tracts? I thought tracts was something a train runs on. Define a tract for our listeners.
A tract, in simplest terms, a tract is a message or maybe even a sermon. They're very short. We have single-page tracts that may be a poem, maybe a message. Most of our tracts are four-page. We have stories tracts. When you're talking with someone, even Jesus in the Bible would tell a story and give a message. Mm-hmm. So there may be a brief story in the tract, and there will always be the gospel word in the tract. So it's a piece of God's word that stands alone by itself. Mm-hmm. You can give a tract to someone that you don't know, and they can receive the word of God just by reading the tract. Or you can give a testimony or talk to someone, encourage them, and leave a tract with them for them to take home. So it's just a mini message of a couple hundred words that a person can read in 2, 3, 4 minutes. We do have some tracts that are 8 pages. They're more of a teaching mentality, stronger in the word. But everything is going to contain the word of God. And that's the objective as vessels of God, is to pour out of ourselves the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a tract is a nice, easy, non-confrontational, non-aggressive means of passing the word of God to someone that we either know or a total stranger on the street, in the grocery store, at the gas station, in a line someplace. It's just a mechanism of giving God's word to someone who's lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing in that way. And I'm going to ask on the other side of the break that we'll expand a little bit more on that, the definition of tract, but also why it's important for every listener to prayerfully look at taking them and using them as tools for the building of God's kingdom. Our phone guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. We'll be right back.
Chance, it's too late now, too far gone, and too ashamed. story in that way. You didn't wait for me to find my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running after me when anybody else would have turned and left me at my worst. Love moved first. Oh, what kind of grace, relentless grace, would chase this rebel down, crawl into this prisoner's cage, take my hand and pull me out. You knew I couldn't make the change, so you became the change in me. And now I live to tell the story of the God who rescued.
Casting Crowns with Love Moved First. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. And Brother Philip, I want to invite you to share maybe a little bit more about why a tract is such a wonderful tool. You know, I think of this, that obviously often a tract will share in a nutshell the gospel as a seed that can be planted in the life of a person, or it may have a word of encouragement, a word of insight, something that points them to Christ, to the Word of God, encourages them in their walk with the Lord. But there's so many different ways the seed of a tract can be used to touch the life of a person. Any further words of insight along that line you'd like to share?
I tell you, there are so many times in our life that we have an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we don't. Sometimes it's purposely, you know, we're shy, we're afraid of criticism or intimidation or conflict. And it doesn't have to be that way. Especially if you're walking and you set your mind to follow the Holy Spirit and you ask for his anointing, God is not going to put you in a place of peril or danger. But he will put you in a place to minister if you're righteous before him, willing to be his servant and listen to his voice. There are so many times that I will talk to someone, or they will write and tell me what they have done in adverse situation. In fact, just yesterday, I was reading a letter from, I think I have it here in front of me, a lady by the name of Judy. She says, "Thank you for your great tract ministry. I was able to place your gospel tracts in the Great Wall of China 25 years ago, and I have prayed over each and every one of them since. I'm also giving them to my friends in need. I'm 92 years old, still mobile and work around the house. I visit the sick. I give out your gospel tracts to people at church, in the hospital. God bless you and everyone else at GTS." Mm-hmm. We have opportunities, number one, to be a witness for Jesus ourself. If we are in the Holy Spirit's anointing, we're going to be walking in his love. Mm-hmm. If you're walking in his love, people will see it even if they don't recognize it. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for you to minister to someone that you don't know, you have never seen before, or probably never see again. Mm-hmm. But just offering a tract, have you heard this good news? Hey, Jesus loves you. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you like a poem? There are 1,000 ways to introduce and hand a gospel tract to somebody without being offensive, without being in their face or territorial. Not, mm-hmm. Truthfully, there have been times that God has totally said, get in their face, mm-hmm. to prove their testimony. And then we'd have a time of fellowship. Mm-hmm. So it is all about, at the beginning of the day, Father, use me to further your kingdom and bring glory to your name. Mm-hmm. We can we had a letter 2 years ago from a lady here in town. Mm-hmm. She had wanted to be a missionary to overseas, maybe China, India, I'm not sure, I don't remember where. And she came out with a very serious illness. And she said, but God, I want to serve you. I want to be in the mission field. But the illness prohibited her from traveling. Mm. But she decided that she was going to be a missionary to her own town, her own city. Mm-hmm. In the 25 years since this happened, she said that she had sent letters and a gospel tract to everyone in her area. Mm-hmm. She said she had sent out over 200,000 gospel tracts. Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are blessed to know Jesus, to walk in his spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's our obligation to minister to somebody else. We are all called. We are all mm-hmm. called to be ministers. That's not right. to stand in the pulpit, maybe, or to preach, but all to be ministers to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one of my favorite sayings is, don't leave home without a gospel tract in your purse, your pocket. I carry them in my truck, in my car. Mm-hmm. I have little packets that I give out to homeless people, you know, people on the street corner with signs, you know, feed me, I'm hungry, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I give them a $5 bill and 2 gospel tracts. Mm-hmm. We need to be diligent about giving out, passing out, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We all have opportunities. Do we recognize them? Do we take advantage of them? What do we do with them? Mm-hmm. I was reading another letter just last week from a gentleman. He was talking about how he loves gospel tracts and how he uses them in conversation. He said, I even put them in sandwich bags and put them outdoors for people to find them. Mm-hmm. I put them in balloons and send them aloft. Mm-hmm. He said, I paint bottles and put them in the bottles and throw them in the river for someone to find. Mm-hmm. So there are different niches. It's like, okay, God, where am I going today? Who am I going to see? Mm-hmm. Father, I'm yours. Use me to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, Brother Philip, I think you've touched on a number of very important truths for believers to be mindful of. I think it's helpful for us to understand that every setting is a ministry setting. And some listeners might be thinking, well, how can that be? Well, the reality is God has a will for every situation. He has something he Yes. wants to accomplish. And one of his goals is that every unsaved person would hear the gospel and be saved. But also for those that are saved, God wants to encourage them. And,
yes.
you know, I heard one person's definition of discipleship was that God would use them to move every person they came in contact with closer to him than they were when he ran into them. And I think that's a neat definition. And the key is the Holy Spirit does all the heavy lifting. We're vessels. We're available yep. vessels that the Holy Spirit can reach through. He can reach through our words, our actions, our attitude, the things we say, the things we do.
Amen.
But as
Amen.
We're available vessels, the Holy Spirit can do a lot through any person that is available. And so you touched on this. You mentioned encouraging people to carry gospel tracts with them everywhere where they go. One more time, if someone wants to get some tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, tell them how they could do that.
Probably the easiest and quickest way for most people is to go to the web, go to our webpage, gospeltractsociety.org. On the webpage, you can search by a topic, by a title. If you know the title, or if you want something for salvation, or for healing, for deeper walk, or for children. Again, we have 900 titles. We have probably 2 dozen, maybe 3 dozen different categories. So wherever you are in life, you know, street witnessing, vacation Bible school, Sunday school, hospital, prison ministry, we have tracts written by God's anointed people mm-hmm. for that application, for that ministry. We just have to be willing to carry a seed bag with us and pass the seeds out, to give mm-hmm. out the seeds. It's so important also and giving out tracts, but listen to the Holy Spirit, the quickening of the Spirit. The closer we walk with God, the more we will hear His voice. Quite often, in fact, the last 3 weeks, God has dealt with me and put somebody on my mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a single thought, not just once, but continually. And I remember this one gentleman who's a pastor, or he's a preacher, he's going through some hard times. And God just said, you need to talk to him. You need to talk to him. And I've known him for decades, a dear brother in Christ. And so I called him and said, Brother Mark, how you doing? Well, I'm in the doctor's office. I really can't talk now. I said, okay, Mark, I understand that. Let me just pray real quick. And just want you to know that you're in my prayers, and the Lord just, put you in my mind, and I want you to know that we're thinking about you. So I prayed, and he hung up. About 3 hours later, he called me, and he was just about in tears. He said, Phil, you'll never know what that phone call meant to me, because the trials and what I was going through, I kept saying, God, have you forgotten about me? God, I'm out here by myself. I'm sick. And he started listing the things that he was fighting. Mm-hmm. He said, that one phone call brightened my day. He is not alone. Mm-hmm. This morning, in fact, just this morning, just before you called, I was talking to a dear sister in Kentucky. I've been trying to get hold of her for probably a week and a half, and just missed phone conversations. And we finally were able to make contact this morning. Mm-hmm. And she began to tell me the problems that she's been going through with hip pain. And I said, okay, that's probably why God has had you in my mind. I said, Sister Sharon, I want you to know that we love you. We have been praying for you. And she said, Sunday, God healed me of that hip pain, whatever it was causing. Mm-hmm. God will speak to us to minister love to other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, God is love.
That's right.
We just have to be open to His Spirit. Say, okay, Father, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Sometimes it can be an emergency. But just to express to someone who may be going through a hard time of mm-hmm. loneliness, hey, brother, sister, I love you in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I love you. Mm-hmm. I'm praying for you. Is there anything I can do for you? What can I pray for? Making ourselves vessels of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to minister to the lost, the hurting, the ill. There's this story I may have shared with you before. Dear lady wrote, and they were having a wedding rehearsal, and they went to a restaurant, the wedding party. Mm-hmm. And their waitress came in, said, took their order. And this lady said, is there something that we can pray with you about? And the waitress kind of blew it off. And the lady, when she brought the food back, she said, well, yeah, I'm having this problem. I'm having severe headaches that their migraines are so bad I can hardly think. Mm-hmm. So before they ate, she grabbed her hand and said, well, pray for the food. Let me pray for you. And she prayed for her. And then before they left, she gave them some gospel tracts that she had in her purse. Mm-hmm. Well, the next week they were in a lawyer's office, and they were a little early. So she said, this lady said to her daughter, I'll tell you, let's go have lunch at that little restaurant we were at last week. They went down mm-hmm. there, and she said they sat down, and this lady came running up to them and was like, what's going on? Was the same waitress, but she didn't recognize it. And she said, I got to tell you, I read that tract that night that you gave me that night, and I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Praise God.
Bam, my headache is gone. I'm healed. I've not had a headache since.
Hallelujah.
A willing vessel mm-hmm. who did not mind praying in public, mm-hmm. Not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, showed the love of Christ to this woman who was in having migraine headaches, but working, prayed for her, gave her the gospel, and received a double blessing. Mm-hmm. She was healed, and she received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Praise God.
Are vessels of love. We are to minister the gospel and minister love of Christ through us mm-hmm. to everyone we meet. If someone cuts us off the freeway, we're not to shout, scream, yell, honk, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't see God doing that. I can't see Jesus doing that. I can't
That's
see the
right.
Apostle Paul doing that. Mm-hmm. We are to be loving, not pussycats and walked on or, run over, bold in Jesus Christ, bold in the Word of God, mm-hmm. but boldness in love.
Mm.
And, you know, Brother Philip, those are some beautiful testimonies you've just shared. And, you know, I think it's so good for us to know that God wants to use every believer listening in wonderful Amen. Ways like that. There's so much work out there to be done. And everywhere we go, again, there's ministry. One of the needs is for us to mature to the place where we have eyes to see and ears to hear what God wants us to see and hear in a given situation. And I think of this too, Brother Philip. You know, from time to time, there may be believers that kind of have this attitude, well, why do I need to carry gospel tracts? You know, isn't that what we pay our pastor to do, to share the gospel?
Oh, yeah.
How would you respond to that response?
Well, what's the role of a pastor? To teach and encourage his congregation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the church may have programs. They may have door knocker programs. They may have Bible school. They may have outreach. They may minister to the hungry or the homeless. But we are called.
Mm-hmm.
We are called to be preachers of the gospel, to proclaim the gospel.
I'm going to have to jump in here with Brother Philip. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. We'll be right back. Music from Planet Shakers with Only Way, reminding us that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day to get saved and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're honored to have as our phone guest once again, Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. And what city and town again are you located in, Brother Philip?
We're just outside Kansas City, Missouri. We're in Independence, Missouri, hometown of Harry S. Truman,
okay.
If anyone remembers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mark about that. That might be why the Kansas City Chiefs have won so many Super Bowls, because y'all are right there, not far away, you know? So.
Well, I don't pray for sports, but I pray for you. Pray for their souls.
That's right. And you know something that, in all seriousness, it's neat to me how many young men are bold Christians on the Kansas City Chiefs
Amen.
Team. And their witness is just wonderful. And praise God for each and every one of them.
Yep.
And even the young man, the kicker, who's been bold about speaking truth, I hope he'll start kicking them twice as far now, just in view of how mightily God is using him as a great witness, though. But thank God for all those in sports or any and everywhere else, people that are bold about their faith, because that's exactly what we're all called to do, to be bold witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we should be bolder for than Jesus Christ in our lives and in the world.
Amen. Amen.
Well, one more time, if someone listening wants to get some of the gospel tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, tell them where to go and how they can get them.
They can order by phone. Our phone number is 816-461-6086. They can mail P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64050. And, of course, the webpage, Gospel Tract Society, all one word, gospeltractsociety.org. They can order. They can send it. You have a prayer request. They can donate. And I you know, we don't sell material. The webpage is a commercial webpage. It puts a price in there. It's not our price. It's what the program requires it. We have requests for thousands and thousands of comic books to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress enough how much we need to support to print His God's Word to send overseas.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, I read we have, particularly with the radio broadcast, goes overseas, mm-hmm. and we get the request. And my desire is to meet and fulfill every order request that we get.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been here 98 years. God started this ministry with $7.10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Packaged today to ship overseas, or even in the U.S., a single box to ship tracks in the U.S., you know, can be $30 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We rely solely on the support of God's children to get the Word of God out. You know, we work on minimum wages. You know, we have small staff. We have, you know, electricity and all the other amenities that come with running a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But we give it all to God. It is mm-hmm. God's ministry. And I think that if a person is hungry for God, they'll be working in their own harvest field,
mm-hmm.
in the harvest field of their church, and in the harvest field of good ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, you know, I want to hoard the gifts of God. There are so many good people out there doing mm-hmm. God's work. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit, Father, where do you want your offerings to go today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm yours, God. This money, this salary that you give me, it's yours, God. If I'm your child, it's your and I don't need to harp on that, but we rely upon the support of God, the support of God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage everyone to carry a gospel tract with them. You never know when there'll be an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are His servants. We are His vessels. We are to minister. We need to carry His seed with us wherever we go. Mm-hmm. Be ready to give it out, ready to give our testimony. When we testify, just like the football kicker,
mm-hmm.
it puts a target on our back.
That's
people
right.
are going to. If I look at the web, I see criticism about me and GTS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that I do the tracks, the pronouns, the deity pronouns that are capitalized. There's going to be criticism,
mm-hmm.
but God's there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The criticism of a person who is angry at me is not angry at me. They're angry at God. They're mm-hmm. running from God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. It's not the football kicker. It's God that they are offended by.
Mm-hmm.
God would pick up the fight. He will give you strength. He will protect you in the fire. He will protect you in the flood. Regardless of where you are, God is there for protection. They'll give mm-hmm. you strength. Yeah, there can be opposition. So what?
Mm-hmm.
How many of the disciples and the apostles were opposed, but still carried the word of God throughout the known world?
That's right.
We are to be God's servants, to think and mm-hmm. speak and pray and teach and talk and live the love of Jesus Christ.
And, you know, Brother Philip, I think of this, too, that, like, you know, there are those believers out there who may think to themselves, well, you know, I've never given away a gospel tract, but I've thought about it and I've seen other people do it, but I may just decide I'm going to get started into that. Well, you know, I would say to every person that's in that position, you don't know what you're missing, because there's so much joy and fulfillment in knowing that the Lord used you to help pull someone off the road to hell onto the road to heaven. And
yep.
who knows how many people, though, for believers that do give them out and faithfully give them out, they may have tens, hundreds, maybe thousands of people that will end up in heaven because Amen. That person was faithful. And what a tragedy to think that some people will get there, and to in many regards, you might say they sort of got there alone. Didn't give out gospel tracts and didn't have a heart for evangelism. And, you know, to be honest, Brother Philip, I think of this, that if a person doesn't have a heart for evangelism, they might should question their own salvation because a true believer should have a longing to help take as many people with them to heaven as they possibly can. You know, but thoughts about that?
I think the more, in fact, I was working on our letter for next month. And by the way, we put out a monthly letter. I call it a newsletter, a ministry letter. Mm-hmm. It's an encouragement to the saints. And I talk about that. I don't want to stand before Jesus. And we all, according to the Word of God, according to Paul, we are all going to stand before Jesus. Mm-hmm. Either acknowledgement of our rewards or cleaning of our sins that have been not forgiven. I don't want to stand before Jesus and say, you know, I didn't talk to that guy on the street, the guy at the gas station. I didn't go see brother so and so when he's in the hospital or so and so when he's in jail. You know, I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I don't want to have their blood on my hands when I stand before Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Now, do I stand on the street corner and hand them out to everybody I see? No, I don't do that. And, you know, the Word says that Jesus wouldn't stand on the corner in strife. Mm-hmm. And I will not get into strife with anybody for any reason, not over the Word, not over sports, not over family. But I will stand all day long boldly and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes it's more pointed. But it is still the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I read a letter not too long ago, and it just said, hey, thank you for your ministry. I gave a tract to the nurse who gave me a shot today. She's a Muslim and said that there are many ways to God. Mm-hmm. I briefly shared about Jesus with her and gave her a gospel tract. Mm-hmm. Now I'm praying for her salvation. Mm-hmm. We never know who we're going to come in contact with. Mm-hmm. I carry children's activity books with me in my car, my truck. Mm-hmm. If I go to the doctor's office or dentist office or wherever, I'll take even a haircut. Mm-hmm. I'll take something with me. And there's usually a kids running around, and kids in an office, you know, they're jumping and running around. They're nuisance. I'll go to the parent and say, do you mind if I give this to your child? Mm-hmm. I've never had anyone say, no, don't give that to my child. Mm-hmm. If it's going to keep my kid quiet for 5 minutes, go ahead, give it to him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There goes another seed. Mm-hmm. There goes another seed.
That's right.
Hopefully, that child would be coloring or penciling or doing something and say, Mama, Daddy, what does this mean? Spread that seed around. Mm-hmm. Get somebody else involved. Mm-hmm. We are to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We have the comic books. We have material for prison ministries, for children. We have a lot of activity books and puzzle books and coloring books. Anything to get the Word of God into somebody's hand to lead them to salvation, mm-hmm. to help their walk, to minister to them. We are vessels of God.
Oh.
All the material is available on our webpage.
All right, Brother Philip, our time is just about completely gone. One more time, if someone wants to order some of the tracts or the resources that you have, tell them one more time where to go to do that.
Gospel Tract Society, GospelTract Society.org. Our tracts, prayer requests, donations, all available on that webpage.
All right. And that's the same website. If someone listening is thinking to themselves they want to give, generously give to help support the work of the Gospel Tract Society, they would go to the same website to do that?
Absolutely. If they just go to the search engine and Google and say, Gospel Tracts, will come up the first, second, or third listing, Gospel Tract Society, Independence, Missouri. We're easy to find. Mm-hmm. We get our orders out virtually the same day. Mm-hmm. We don't have a backlog of orders.
Okay.
We want to get the seeds in the field.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Brother Philip, for being with us once again. Again, the Gospel Tract Society. Please pray much for the work and the mission and the ministry of the Gospel Tract Society. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know that you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ and asked Him to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a great day, a good day to give your life to Christ and be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to obey your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ today, you prayed and received Christ, please get in touch with us. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely would like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down deep roots in your new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us again, joseph@afr.net. Brother Philip Buttram, thanks so much again for being with us. One more time, if someone wants to learn more about the Gospel Tract Society or order Gospel Tracts, tell them again where to go.
They can get free samples at gospeltractsociety.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Philip. And we invite every listener, please pray much for Brother Philip Buttram and the ministry and mission of the Gospel Tract Society. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.